All right. So,
Madam Chair, do we need a motion to come from the task force asking the National Board to approve this, or is it going to go straight to the National Board from Ursula?
I think what would really be helpful if we had a motion from the task force in support of this that we would then present. Yeah,
I think that would be a good idea.
Well, I could move that the Pacifica Foundation becomes a member of AMARC, but that's not really what you want, Ursula. Some sort of office in the United States, or that's what the NFC
Do you want me to read the proposal again?
Okay.
This is on the listserv, basically the proposal is that Pacifica supports the creation of an official North American region within AMARC. This region of North America will be considered as Canada and the United States, since Mexico has already representation as part of Latin American and the Caribbean. And Pacifica's endorsement is based on support for the concept, with the awareness that the administrative and financial structures are being researched by the North American AMARC members and must be deemed feasible by those members before an official region is proposed at the forthcoming International AMARC Conference. And the endorsement will be used to support a possible proposal to bring before the General Assembly of AMARC at the next Global Conference of Community Radio Broadcasters hosted by AMARC to be held in 2013. This proposal will be made if a significant number of endorsements come from relevant community radio groups and other AMARC member stations in North America. This proposal will be brought to the AMARC General Assembly by a committee of volunteers from North America who are AMARC members. It'll only be brought forth if it receives endorsements from a substantial number of North American community radio groups. And what this means is North America has never had and currently does not have any official status, region status within AMARC. The consequences of this are North America is not guaranteed a seat on the board of AMARC, as are other organized regions. There is a limited understanding of the challenges confronted by community radio and media democracy and movements in the United States and Canada. In fact, most people at AMARC that I talked to did not even know there was community radio station in the United States, and they certainly did not know Pacifica existed. They did not know there was a network. North American community radio stations will have their own strong national organizations do not have a structural connection to the global community of radio, community radio movement. Is this enough information or should I continue?
Yeah, this is interesting, but let me ask you one final question from me. So NFCB has signed on to this.
Yes.
And it's time for Pacifica to sign on to this. So my question is, do you think that this task force needs to agree to this now, or is it going to go straight to the PNB?
Well, somebody has to bring it to the PNB. I don't go to the PNB meetings.
Okay.
I have not asked Arlene to do this.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Usually motions of this sort would come from a committee and, you know, task force being a surrogate committee, I think that we could go forward with this.
I will sign on. I move that we send that this task force approve this and send this request for the PNB's approval.
For the PNB's endorsement,
yes,
of the proposal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's second. Calling for the PNB to endorse the proposal. Yeah, so there's a second. So do we have any objections to this motion?
I have a question.
Yes.
On an ongoing basis, what would you say are the three or four main benefits for Pacifica to be affiliated?
Hold on just a minute. The benefits would be... that Pacifica would have a formal structure for interaction and communication with the international community radio movement. We would benefit from the lessons, model, experience, and sense of solidarity of community radios in other countries, just as they would benefit from that from us.
Folks, I have to say good night.
Good night, Chandra.
Good night, Chandra. Thank you for all that you do.
Just as capital and corporations have become globalized, so too issues facing community media are now globalized. A formal region would allow North America a regional role in shaping and supporting policies and strategies that benefit community media in the United States. Let me be clear. I think there's a little bit of confusion going on here. The proposal on the table right now is that Pacifica endorse that AMARC adopt a formal recognition of North America as a region. Right now, North America does not exist in AMARC in any real form. It's a non-entity. And what we're suggesting is that North America be recognized as a formal region of AMARC and have a seat on the board and be part of the map, so to speak, of international community radio. That is what this proposal is.
The motion should include wording that essentially says that we're asking the Pacific Board to endorse this effort to include North America as what is the term, Ursula,
as a recognized region of radio.
The Community Radio Network. That's
yes.
What we're
forward to do, basically.
So. Part is the second part, maybe tagging on the suggestion that to join AMARC, encourage its affiliates, and for that would a partnership with an organization to other and being part of our national community radio world, as well as claiming the recognition it deserves for its role in this whole international movement. I think it's time that people understand Pacifica exists.
So
would all of that be a part of the motion?
Well, that's up to you. The motion has three things. I would move the whole thing in one piece.
Yeah. Ursula, do you have a copy of that motion?
Yeah, I sent it to the listserv.
Well, the one that I have was with the agenda is what is AMARC, and it just explains AMARC.
All right.
But that motion is not.
I sent it before the last task force meeting.
Okay.
Last month, because this is when I brought it up. I'm happy to send it again, but it's there.
Was it part of the minutes?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I just put that in so people knew something about AMARC. I apologize. That agenda, I didn't include the
But in
proposal.
Lieu of you being able to read it, I will read it again on the phone if you'd like. It's not very long.
Another question. Wouldn't it make sense to join and then recommend that that U.S. be included in the northern region? I mean, wouldn't we have to join first and then make recommendations rather than make a recommendation and then join?
I don't think it matters because this is not a legal situation. See, this is what happened. When we were in Argentina at the last conference, this issue came up, and it comes up every time AMARC gets together. The North Americans want to propose this. But we really felt that there was no point in a bunch of people from AMARC, from North America, bringing this to the floor, the General Assembly, unless there was really a sense that North Americans want this. And so the question isn't really here one of membership. It's just that do North Americans want AMARC to start recognizing them? So I don't think it matters. It's a judgment call, but I don't think there's any reason why that would be necessary right now. What we're doing is taking a straw poll, essentially.
So this is Teresa. I have sent everyone a copy of the proposal. Somebody needs to mute. #1. The proposal says the National Federation of Community Broadcasters supports the creation of an official North American region within AMARC. This region of North America will be considered as Canada and the United States since Mexico already has representation of Latin American Caribbean. And NFCB's endorsement is based upon support of the concept. We're aware that the administration and financial structures are being researched by North American AMARC members and must be deemed feasible by those members before an official region is proposed at the forthcoming international conference. So are you saying that we should take this proposal and just, instead of saying NFCB, make it Pacifica?
Yeah.
All right. And
so it's
this
not a commitment. It's just an endorsement. That's all it is.
This does not say anything about us joining AMARC and encouraging other affiliates.
So I would add to the proposal, and furthermore, Pacifica will join AMARC and encourage its affiliates to also do so. I would add that last sentence.
Okay. I would like to read it one more time and then take a vote because it seems like especially I think it's Lawrence had some questions, and so I would want, before we take a vote, I want everybody to really be on the same page. Does that sound acceptable? Did we lose somebody?
No, go ahead, Teresa.
It's acceptable.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong. The Pacifica National Board supports the creation of an official North American region within AMARC. And then this region of North America will be considered as Canada and the United States since Mexico is already, I don't even know whether we need to be included in that. But
it'll come up, so it always does.
Okay. This region of North America will be considered as Canada and the United States since Mexico already has representation region of Latin America and the Caribbean. The third bullet point was PNB's endorsement is based on support for the concept, and we are aware that the administrative and financial structures are being researched by the North American AMARC members and must be deemed feasible by those members before an official region is proposed at the forthcoming international conference, AMARC 11. And then the fourth bullet point would be, can you read that one?
Pacifica will join AMARC and will encourage its affiliates to also do so.
I don't have that bullet point.
Okay, well, that's what we're adding. We're adding it.
Okay.
So Pacifica will join AMARC and will encourage its affiliates to do so, period. Is that sufficient?
So the first. So is this your motion?
I move that, one, the PNB supports the creation of an official North American region within AMARC. And then I think in parentheses I'm going to put the statement about Mexico. And then PNB's endorsement is based upon support for the concept. And then the third thing will be Pacifica will join AMARC and will encourage its affiliates to do so. So that we have 3 points. Does anyone need for them to be repeated?
We don't have the four. We don't have the 4 points.
I have taken the second statement, which is about Mexico, and
I
put it in parentheses behind the first point because I really don't think that it is that important as these other 3 points.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
No objection.
So do we have any objections?
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yes, I think that we've got a contradiction in there a bit, and I don't know if that's at all intended. The saying that we approve the spirit of this, and that sort of leaves open the question about what about, you know, the reality of it. I mean, are we supporting that or what?
The reality of what?
I don't understand the question.
There's one point in the motion, and I was wondering if you could send it around. One point in the motion indicates that that we're supporting sort of the spirit of this thing, but yet we're asking, you know, we're indicating that we intend to become members of it. And it would seem to me as though if we're supporting it, we support it. I think that the qualifier, should be removed unless there, if we still have the qualifier, I don't think that we're really supporting it.
May I respond to that? It's Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
The first two points support the creation of an official North American region within AMARC. And the second point says that we our endorsement is based upon support of the concept of the North American region, and we're aware that that is evolving. The third point is that we're going to join AMARC. It has nothing to do with the North American region. We're going to join AMARC no matter what. Whether or not we have an official region, we're going to join just like Elizabeth Robinson and Santa Barbara has joined, and Jim Ellinger has joined, and any number of other individual stations have joined. Our network is going to join as a federation.
That's perhaps why, you know, the two motions should be separate.
Yeah, because it might be confusing.
Might be confusing, exactly.
Yeah.
So one motion would be to join, and the other would be to support the
proposal.
North
right.
American region with an AMARC.
All right. We move that the PNB joins, that Pacifica joins AMARC and encourages its affiliates to do so. And then our second motion is that we support the creation of the North American region, and we understand that this support for the North American region, we support the concept of the North American region. We understand that there's further research going on how that North American region will evolve. So the first one is that we join AMARC and encourage our affiliates to do so.
That sounds
good to me. You
might want
to say encourage our stations, too, as well as our affiliates.
Well, I thought that our stations would be part of it because they're part of the network. And we're going to be joining as a, quote, federation.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I move that Pacifica join AMARC and encourage its affiliates to do so. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. So, T.
Allen
and Lawrence Reyes. L R E Y E S. That Pacifica.
I think there's a question.
All right.
Now, the affiliates, although they are affiliated with us, would not be considered part of our network. And so they would have to join separately? Is that what you're saying?
Right. They are clients.
Okay.
You know, that's a really interesting question you're raising. Let me look again at their... I mean, they say...
That goes to the point that I was raising earlier.
I think the operative word here is controlled, because it says it's a grouping of community radio stations that is controlled by its membership. That is not what we have. We don't have a control for our federation. We have that for the Pacifica stations, but the affiliates, you could not define that relationship that way. So
right.
No, they would not be part of the Federation. That would be Pacifica stations.
And that's their individual choices.
All right, thank you.
Do you want us to say that I move that Pacifica will join AMARC as a federation and encourage its affiliates to join AMARC also or not?
Yes. We join as a Pacifica Foundation would join as a federation, and we encourage our affiliates to join as community radio stations.
Teresa Allen
moves that
Pacifica
joins as a federation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I move that Pacifica Foundation will join AMARC as a federation.
Sounds
or
good.
In the federation category or as a federation?
I don't think it matters. I mean, AMARC, that's a piece of bureaucracy AMARC will take care of.
Okay. And the Pacifica Network, I mean, Pacifica Foundation encourages its affiliates to join as community radio stations. Correction? Is that correct?
I would think as well, and they can determine whether they're going to have like one person to join or whether they're going to join as a station. I mean, that I think we should leave up to them.
Okay, that's cool.
But if I just say as well, it makes it sound like we want them to join as federations.
Oh.
Pacifica Foundation will join AMARC as a federation, and the Pacifica Foundation encourages its affiliates to join as community radio stations.
I'd like to change that, and Pacifica will encourage, because then that gives me the directive to put it in the contract. Because that then it says we will do that.
Or I can just say, and the Pacifica Foundation will encourage its affiliates to join also.
Well, I to clarify, I think you should say encourages our affiliates to join AMARC as well.
Okay, that's good. Okay. All right, so the first resolution is Pacifica Foundation will join AMARC as a federation, and the Pacifica Foundation will encourage its affiliates to join AMARC as well.
It's a motion, not a resolution.
Teresa Allen, with L. Reyes seconding, moved that.
Yes.
Pacifica Foundation will join AMARC as a federation, and the Pacifica Foundation will encourage its affiliates to join as well.
Right.
So, Madam Chair, will you ask if there's any objections?
Yes. Are there any objections to this?
Without objection.
We're hearing none.
Okay.
We have a motion. Do we want to move to the next one?
Okay, the second one that I move is that the PNB support the creation of an official North American region within AMARC, and this region of North America will be considered as Canada and the United States, since Mexico already has representation. Ursula, this says, since Mexico already has representation region.
I know, it's a typo.
So it should say representation as a region?
In the region.
Or within the region? In the region of Latin America and the Caribbean. Part number two, the PNB's endorsement is based upon support for the concept, comma, and we are aware that the administrative and financial structures are being researched by North American AMARC members and must be deemed feasible by those members before an official region is proposed at the forthcoming international conference, AMARC 11. So that's my motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it. This is Margie.
Hi, Margie. Good. Thank you. Any objections?
Just one change. The first part of that. First part of that, I think we have the subject and verb fighting with each other.
Uh-huh.
So
well,
the board,
the
board is singular.
Okay, the PNB, Teresa Allen moved that the PNB supports.
Supports, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the second part is the PNB possessive. The PNB's endorsement is based upon.
Good.
I really think it would be better to say Pacifica Foundation, because I think the board is voting on behalf of the foundation.
Okay, okay.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's good.
Okay, so the Pacifica Foundation supports the creation, and the Pacifica Foundation endorsement is based upon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, when your representatives form another HUAC, I want y'all to know where it started.
All right. So are there, that's the final motion, right, Teresa?
Yes.
So do we have a second?
Second.
I think Margie already seconded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, no, Margie did. I was just thinking of the change, but I'm sure that, good point. So do we have any objections to the motion?
Without objection.
All right, wonderful. Good work, everyone. I want to say, however, and we don't need to get into a lengthy discussion about this, but to me, North America is always Canada and the United States. I mean, I don't put Mexico in that category. I think of it as being Central America.
And you could get in a lot of trouble with that.
All right.
Is that right? Is that right? Would I get into trouble with that?
With some people, yes, indeedy.
Okay, so I stand corrected.
So to whom should I send the support material? Because I think that the best thing would be to send this to the PNB prior to the meeting so that people have time to read, because people are going to have the same questions about what this means that you did.
Yeah, I think it should go to Summer and to Bill Crozier, chair and vice chair.
So I don't want to do that. I think that it should come
from that. Ursula, don't worry about it. We're going to send it to them.
So you have a copy of it?
Yeah. Teresa's going to send me a copy of the last wording, right, Teresa?
Well, I mean that there's a whole bunch of support material with it that explains what this is.
Okay, so is that material that you've already sent?
Yeah, but I'm happy to send it again if I just know who to send it to. Should I send it to Campbell and Heather?
Yeah, send it to the two of us. Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the rationale for the motion should be clear.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of background material, but if you can kind of highlight what our rationale is in the a couple of points up front, and then the supporting material can follow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sending this to the Affiliate Task Force Committee, and I am CCing Summer Reeves, and I'm also CCing Bill Crozier.
What are you sending?
These two motions.
Well, Teresa, can you wait till I attach the support material to it?
Okay, if you promise to get with me tomorrow.
I'll do it tonight before I go home.
Okay, I'm sending that to you and to the affiliate task. You want me to just send it to you or the whole committee right now, or the whole task force?
You don't need to send me anything. I'm going to send you the support material, and you can attach it to the motion.
Okay, I'll look for that right now, and then I will send it to...
What's the rationale?
I'll send the whole task force, and I will send the information to Bill and Summer. Do you want me to also individually send it to AFIA as the secretary of the PNB?
I think that would be a good idea.
Sure.
Good.
Okay, I'm waiting on that material. Thank you.
I'm going to ask the pleasure of the group. I know it's getting late. I really would like for us to approve the minutes that Teresa is always so good about sending out. I'm sorry we didn't get those to everyone before this meeting, although I know she said about earlier. Has everyone had a chance to just quickly look through those that Teresa sent out again?
No.
Well,
you haven't?
I read them before.
So, this is a task force, so you all need to help me with this. I know we don't use Robert's rules with this, but should we wait to approve these minutes, or is there any way we could approve them this evening?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
I, as you can see, I just sent them out right now. I sent them out the evening of our task force meeting, so I am not for postponing approval.
Yeah, fair enough. I know you sent them out quickly, so so do we have any objections to approving these minutes?
Well, I'll abstain.
You'll abstain? Any other abstentions?
Hi, this is Margie Murray. I need to abstain as well, just out of the fact that I think I just joined the list and did not receive them.
Okay. But there are no other objections.
Can we find out how many people are voting for them?
Yeah. How many people do we have on the call right now? I think we probably lost some people.
I think we have Kim.
Kim, are you still on? No.
Nope.
No, I'm here. I'm kind of...
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read them, but I'll approve them or, you know, whatever.
All right, Kim and Lawrence.
Yeah, I approve them, too. I read them.
Uh-huh. And Margie abstains. And Teresa says yes. We have John Brinkley. Is he on? Is John on?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay. And we have Campbell Johnson abstains. We have Heather. You say yes?
Yeah, I looked at them and actually after you'd sent them out before. So.
Okay. Do we have anyone else on the call that I didn't ask? And Ursula does not vote, correct? So we have five votes for, two abstentions, no nays.
All right.
And I thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Teresa, for being so good.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
We again haven't addressed the issue about our meetings.
Yes, right. So that
the
is
fact
another-
that we've never voted for a Thursday, 8 o'clock, that's not been voted on at all.
So, Margie, I know that you had questions about the day and time of the meeting as well, right? It conflicts with your schedule. Is that right?
Actually, you know, I sent you an email. It was really intended for the George Ryder Group, but as it turns out, this group and his group I teach painting on Monday and Thursdays. And I'm on the West Coast in Los Angeles, so I can jump on a call at 5:30. It's difficult for me. 6 o'clock, I'm talking Western time zone, is Pacific is what would be ideal. But I could meet other times, so I was hoping maybe if you consider a weekday night besides Monday or Thursday, if that would be possible.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
And if it could be the first day of the month, whatever day is decided. Because I have other commitments as well.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'm going to go to KPFTX right now to see what conflicts we might have.
Yeah, Madam Chair, point of information, if we have it on the first of the month, that's something that's going to go back and forth during the course of a week, and, you know, there won't be any consistency to it. I had made it a point from the very beginning that, you know, when we were talking about dates, that the first Thursday would be a problem for me. And, you know, that was never voted on. And the time of 8 o'clock was never a time that was voted on by the group.
This is Kim.
Yes.
With all due respect, we've been meeting for like over half the year on, what is this, the third Thursday or the second, whatever Thursday this is?
First.
Weren't we on the third Thursday originally?
Some time ago, I believe that was the case, yes.
May I, as a secretary, I can say I have minutes from the last 5 years. For most of those 5 years, we met on the second Thursday. last year, the PNB decided to meet and I'm partially responsible for this. I must have been sleeping during a coordinating committee meeting. They agreed to meet on second Thursday, so they took our time slot. And ever since then, I've kind of felt like a redheaded stepchild because I'm just accommodating the PNB. But since I'm on the PNB, I have to kind of appreciate their position. They have a hard time getting it together. So it was second Thursday for about 4.5 years.
And I see. Well,
it was only last year when it was changed.
Also, as far as I'm, you know, aware of, the call has always been at 5.
It has usually been at 5, and for some reason, what was it? Somebody on another committee insisted that committee meetings start at 7:30 instead of 7. I think it was Lydia Brazon, and then PMB meetings went to 8:30 East Coast. Mm-hmm. Because she said people on the West Coast get off work at 5, and therefore they should not start before 5:30. And then someone wanted the affiliates task force, other committees changed to 7:30, and someone wanted the task force to change. I think Dina Colbert objected to that. I'm not opposed to changing our meeting, but when I look at the Pacifica Board meeting calendar, at this point we have to go around we have to work around all of the other meetings. If anybody is on a computer, you can go to kpftx.org and link on the calendar. Please propose when you think we can do this.
Well, we could certainly do it on the third Tuesday, it seems.
Third Tuesday is elections.
Do you have anybody on elections?
I am.
Okay.
Although, for some reason, we don't have
Tuesday in June.
Elections probably met more than once.
In May, it met first Tuesday. And I don't show anything for the rest of the month.
In June, it met the first and third Tuesdays.
Well, they must have just added that because it wasn't on the calendar when in May 16th, when I printed it out.
The schedule for in June, the elections was on the first Tuesday. Technology was on the third Tuesday. In July, elections met on the first Tuesday and third Tuesday, and they are scheduled for the third Tuesday in July.
You said elections in July met on the first Tuesday. That means the day before the 4th?
No, I did not. I said in June they met on the first and third Tuesday. In July they are scheduled for the third Tuesday.
But that third Tuesday in June must have been something that was added later.
Perhaps, yes.
Because it wasn't on there at May 16th when I printed out the schedule.
So you want us to be on the third Tuesday?
Well, I mean, do you think that elections is going to be having, you know, twice monthly meetings heretofore in the future?
Probably not.
No, I think they would. If not now, when? Elections start, you know, in a month. I think it could get very busy. I don't know, just a thought.
Well,
I do have elections down for first Tuesdays. Our regularly scheduled meeting is first Tuesdays. So are you proposing that we not meet on first Thursdays and move them to third Tuesdays?
That would be fine by me.
But that's going to conflict. You're going to be going to the elections meeting all the time, right, Teresa? I mean, it's like it's going to be, the meetings will be held for the foreseeable future, right?
Yes.
But they're regularly scheduled times first Tuesday.
So the first Tuesday.
Is there some reason why we can't meet, leave it on Thursday? I'm.
If it's not the first Thursday, then I'm okay with it.
Or the third Thursday, I'm okay with it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Blame it on the PNB. Blame it on them.
Hi, this is Margie. I could
Margie,
work,
go ahead.
Hi, I could work with Thursday if it could start after 5:30 or, you know, 5:30 or sometime after. 5 o'clock I can't do.
Campbell, can you work with late? If we had our meetings at 8:30 instead of 8, can you work with it?
Yeah.
All right, so we can stay with the first Thursday as long as we move it to 8:30, which is 5:30 on the West Coast.
That sounds good.
Any problems with that? All right, that's fine then, Madam Chair.
Okay,
right?
Well, that's good. So let's just do that.
All right, I'll check.
Oh, wait, 8:30 is always an issue. I know it's hard for Dina, mm-hmm. but it's difficult for her because she doesn't want the meeting to go past 10 o'clock, which we do, even if we're starting at 8 o'clock, unfortunately. So, but I must say, in my discussion with folks in Pacifica, everybody, all the other meetings seem to start at 8:30. It seems to have some kind of consistency, which is kind of helpful, I think. So, all right, so we're changing it to 8:30. Any objections to that? All right.
No.
So, great. Thanks, everyone.
I have a question,
go ahead.
Madam Chair, and maybe
yeah.
I missed this at the beginning. We were supposed to go from agenda minutes, the report from Ursula Rudenberg, which included the survey. Then we were supposed to do newsletter update. Did I miss that part?
We have done newsletter, yes.
Okay,
we've done that.
So you did the newsletter before Ursula's report?
No, when did she do it? Ursula was talking about the newsletter, but it was all a part of the mix, I think, after her report. After she talked about
MCB. Okay, then I will discuss this with you at the end of the meeting on how you want that in the minutes, because I somehow missed that.
Now, I know we talked, it's getting late now, so I don't know if people still want to
I move that
meet
we
about,
adjourn.
I think it's a good idea to adjourn.